But in this case, like a whole second plate is ridiculous. She obviously was like buying it for the, or trying to get it for the boyfriend.
Oh,
or to take it to go.
I was going to say, she's probably going to take it to go.
Just be like, thanks, yeah, sis.
That's just taking advantage of kindness. And the fact that like she's paying for your meal and wanted that time for you to go out and do something nice because the family hate, everybody hates each other, she said. And she wanted to do something nice for you. You're now taking advantage of a situation that could have been a nice, intimate dinner with you guys. Solidarity. Our family sucks. We're doing this together. I let you bring your boyfriend. I think that's cool, but then you're going above. You know, you're overstaying your welcome. Your generosity welcome.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Yes. Happy holidays, everybody. We are so excited to bring you a very special episode. But steering us in the canoe, we have Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Hey, hi, everybody. How you doing there?
I am so good. I'm feeling the festiveness. Yeah. I'm like, this is one of my favorite times of year. I'm shopping online constantly. Literally, this is why I have my laptop out. I'm just like...
Well, I got you a present. Yes. I'm going to toss it to our guests so our guests can toss it back.
Well... Nice catch. Go. Well, our guest today we have is Miss Chrissy Lynn. Yeah. Bring you back for one of these. Oh, thank you. It looks like a giant Tootsie Roll.
Oh, I know. I'm starving. Can I eat
Oh, no. You're hungry. I'm sorry.
I'm actually so full.
We really should like eat while we do this.
Yeah.
Actually, is that a bad idea?
ASMR. We can kill two birds with one stone.
Oh. Especially with this wrapping paper right now. Yeah. It's coming in really great on the headphones.
It's a giant Tootsie Roll.
But it sounds amazing.
Here, like one of you narrate what I'm doing.
She's unrolling tissue paper now. That was three pieces of tissue paper. She is now looking at the shirt. It is a t-shirt. It is a black t-shirt.
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
It is a Sabrina Carpenter t-shirt.
I was just telling... Okay, it's a Sabrina Carpenter t-shirt for those of you that like are listening on Apple or Spotify. I was just telling JP today that I prefer Sabrina Carpenter over... the other girly pops that are popping off right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So cute.
I was with my producer at downtown at Tommy's.
Yeah.
Watching the Mike Tyson fight, and there was people outside selling t-shirts. I was like, let me get one.
We love those. We love like the second, the aftermarket.
And it says, I'm working it's late because like I'm a singer. I love it. That's her like iconic line from one of her songs.
Amazing.
I'm so jealous because a bunch of my friends went to this concert and no one invited me. And I heard it was really good. Aww. But I also heard somebody peed on the floor.
I heard that too. Was that that concert?
Probably. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what was going on because there was a lot of pink hats and like white skirts and then and lingerie and go-go boots.
Wait, that was the same night?
Yeah,
Mike Tyson's night. The same night as the fight night? Oh, man.
And I was like, what's going on here?
I was really missing out. Yeah. I'm also not really a concert girly, so I watched it all on TikTok through everybody else's posts.
It's the best way. I don't have that patience anymore.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm so excited to wear this. Oh, and all her tour dates.
Yep.
So fun. Thank you.
I love the colors.
No problem.
Me too. Yeah, she's cute. So girl-coded.
Do you need me to cut her into a cute crop top?
Lately, I've been not cropping my
just
tops
oversized
anymore.
T-shirts. That's why I
got.
Right
that's why I got a big, just
Thank
in case.
You. I used to be like an avid crop topper, and then lately, I'm just like, you know, it's okay to wear a full T-shirt. But thank you so much for the present. I don't have your present yet.
Just being on this show is much of a present than not.
It's not. We are
Trust
the present.
Me. Yes.
Well, I'll be shopping while we're doing this episode too. But today, we've actually gotten a lot of criticism for our past Am I the A-holes? I don't know if you both know and have been reading the comments.
Uh-oh.
But people say we pick really easy Am I the A-holes.
What?
They're like, calling us out.
Too PG or just like... Do we PG. Have an easy response or reaction to it?
I guess they think that we're picking ones that are very commonsensical. And they want us to read ones that are like thought-provoking and like double-edged swords. And they really wanted to stump us. So we dove into the Patreon and we asked our fans to send us Am I the A-hole like threads that are a little bit more controversial, a little bit more thought-provoking. Mm. So I'm actually really nervous for this episode because I feel like I have the worst takes on things lately. So I brought in Chrissy because I feel like you have also like a lot of experience with like untangling like friendship trauma. Like, I feel like I talk to you a lot about
being diplomatic.
Yeah. Like, I feel like reasonable, rational. I bring a lot of like things to like have you like, am I wrong? Am I doing this wrong? So I felt like you were the most commonsensical person I know.
That's the biggest compliment I've gotten from you all year.
Oh,
I kid. Well, she compliments me all the time. So many compliments.
Now back in the closet.
Yes.
the closet. Not today.
So today we're going to be reading Am I the A-Hole's Unhinged version from Patreon. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Just to let everybody else know and all of us in this room, no one has read these prior, right?
No.
Blind reading.
Nah, I was surprised I didn't have to do any homework or anything like that. So I was like,
I hope they're...
I wanted to read them because I was like, oh, maybe there could be, you know, like, what if it's offensive? Yeah. And then the other half of me was like, isn't that the point of this episode? They want us all to be shocked and scared.
If they are offensive and then you do read something out, then, you know, if it's...
If we're uncomfortable reading something, we're uncomfortable.
But then Chompy can always blur it
out. We got Chompy on call.
Can chop.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Wish us luck. This is your doing. Remember, you asked for this. Oh, goodness.
So many people right now
are glued. What you wish for.
They're glued to their seats right now. They're like, oh, God, this is going to be great.
I know. I can't get on the edge of the seat, unfortunately.
Here we go. Am I the a-hole? I, 20 female, tell my mom, 48 female, I can't help her out on rent. My single mother had been working hard trying to provide me and my sibling, 16, having two jobs and struggling with bills and rent. Before college, I would work to raise money and help her out with small bills. As time passes... Now, I am looking to move and transfer to a different college in a different city, and I would like to have my own place. In order to move, I need to save, and my mom knows about my goals and what I want to do in life and what's the next step. I've been trying to move for the past 2 years and grow to be independent and have delayed it because she needed my help a lot more. She's always struggled living paycheck to paycheck. She asked me if I could help for rent, and I said to her, I can't. I'll try to help as much as I can, but I'm really trying to save. And she started to cry and get mad that she's not getting my full help like she did in other times. At first, it would be $50 to $100 here and there, and now it's going from $200 to $400. I feel really bad for not helping my mom as much after all the hard work she does already, but I'm trying to save extra in order to move out and not delay again for another year. My boyfriend, 21 male, said I have to be firm with her and say no and put myself first in order to help her in the long run. Am I the a-hole for not helping my mom so much? Am I the a-hole for trying to leave while my mom is in a tough spot she's always in? And that's the story.
Okay. There is a generational... like status quo. There's like a, you know, your parents take care of you when you're young and you're supposed to take care of them when they're old. But she's what, in her early 20s?
Yeah.
That's very young. OP to be is 20. Taking care of your parents. I'd love to know where dad is.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know like what kind of income. There's a lot of questions that I have that we don't have a lot of answers to, but it's, I do like the fact that she wants to put herself and her needs and her everything first so that she can then help her. It's the saying of put your oxygen mask on first before you put, you know, someone else's on.
Right.
And like, I would definitely support that. As long as her mom isn't in a position where she's like, I'm going to get evicted or I can't eat this week or whatever the case may be, then I'd be like, is her mom disabled? Is she working hard? She says she's doing something, working hard, doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting position, especially jumping from like, okay, the $100, the $50 here and there. And then all of a sudden now it's like, okay, $200 and $400. And I would definitely love to sit down and be like, hey, let's have a plan and some like, what are the goals? What do we need to work to? What do we need to cut on so that you can, you know, use your money wisely and spend appropriately? Like I have like, money questions with limited information that was given, but
yeah,
I mean, every family, everybody's brought up differently. Like either you take care of your parents when you're older and you're able to, or you don't.
Right.
You know,
I 100% agree with what you're saying about that OP should take care of herself first in this situation, because she does want to move on and go to college and bring her life to the next step, to the next phase. I feel like what she's saying about like giving the $50 to $100 range is a little bit more appropriate in order to mm-hmm. still help your mom. But the $200 to $400, like that's almost your whole weekly paycheck if that's a full-time yeah. minimum wage mm-hmm. job. So I agree with what you were saying that like OP should start to like put some money aside for herself. But also like the boyfriend suggested, like put up a boundary and say like, hey, mom, unfortunately, I'm not able to give $200 to $400. Like that's a lot of money to get from my paycheck. So could we come to an agreement that I'll give you 50 or something on the smaller scale?
You compromise
your mom. Yeah.
You like meet me halfway. You stay at a boundary, but you're still helping, yourself. Like you can still do everything at the same time within reason.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what mom does for work.
Yeah. She could be a nurse. She could be a waitress. She might be in a high expensive, living in an expensive area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Until you told me the age, I'm like, my mother took care of her mom while she was working and then had me, but my grandmother took care of me. Mm-hmm. That's like an older generation kind of thing. It's like, you know, somebody, whoever was the last one out of the house, because my grandmother had like four kids, stays and takes care of the old one, usually. That's the like an older generation, especially from the South, because my mom's from the South. But my generation, like, it was my turn to take care of my mom. She told me to get out of the house. So, go. Leave. Yeah. Just get out.
Dang.
Don't stay here and waste your time. So.
Wow.
And she's young at this day and age. I wish.
She said she was going to college, right?
Or she's going to college?
Yeah.
Or she's about to go to school?
She has two jobs. Okay. She's 20 years old. And
two jobs. Yep.
As time passed, now I'm looking to move and transfer to a different college in a different city. So it sounds like she's currently in college, two jobs.
Okay.
Wants to move to a different city to have her own place.
Well, if her mom is like super sick, then that's a different story. Then maybe work on some kind of like plan to like have a nurse come in, check her out. But the mom's not sick and she's just struggling. She just needs better management of their money then, probably.
Yeah,
that's a question.
But definitely set boundaries.
It sounds like she's never moved out. She lives at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At least that's the vibe I got.
So she's paying rent.
I mean, growing up, it was always you go to college or you get a job.
Right.
Or you do both, but you got to do one or the other. And so at one point I did both and then I pivoted away from school and just started working and I paid rent until I was like, oh, I can move out now, you know? But there wasn't, but at that age, like I mean, that's a lot to put on your kid.
I'm curious to know what her mom's condition.
That's what I was saying. Like, I'd love to know what like mom does for a living.
Her income
and
like?
Why is she constantly in like this paycheck to paycheck state so much so that you take from your own child that's now trying to move on with their life?
Yeah.
I will say there is an edit. I don't know that this will shed a lot of light.
Okay.
So edits,
like an update.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A lot of people are asking that if I'm going to continue to help her, and yes, I am not only in just straight up money, but also bills and gas and food and taking care of the house and my siblings. I've been doing this since I was in the 7th grade. Oof. I was earning money with my first job when I was 16 and giving her money almost half of my paycheck on top of that. I was going to college as well and paying it out of pocket as well as having other expenses along with hers. I swear I don't want to live here for free while she struggles. I want to help as much as I can while trying to be more financially independent.
I forgot she had siblings. Siblings or sibling?
Sibling.
One. 16, right?
I think 16.
Because that's like a 5-year age.
Yeah, 16.
Gap. Okay, which is fine. Yeah, as long as there isn't any like financial abuse happening too, where you're, you know, manipulating, you're controlling, like, oh, you're working, it's like you start earning money as a babysitter as a kid, and like you're cleaning houses, you're doing the newspaper route. I don't even know if that's still a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a paper boy. And then like, oh, you're bringing in money, then they start asking you for money, but at a young age, and it makes you wonder like, oh, how old was she, your daughter, when you started asking her for money to chip in and help out? I hope she wasn't in the 7th grade because she shouldn't have to do any of that until she's 18.
That
and still
sounds
lives at
wild.
Home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just me creating this narrative in my brain and trying to fill the gaps. But yeah, either she's single, you gotta love, you know, respect to single moms, single parents.
To me, it sounds like her mom has either a money problem or maybe some kind of weird addiction.
It sounds like
spending
gambling.
Outside of means.
Spending outside of means.
Maybe gambling.
Maybe I don't know why, but spending my gut said gambling.
Yeah, I was saying drugs.
Oh no!
Whoa!
You're not wrong though. That was my number two.
I grew up around that. So I'm like,
somebody's
abusing somebody just like their kid, just because, oh, you're making money, I need more.
I'm like, where's baby daddy at?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, my Pokemon cards got sold for drugs a long time ago. So I feel that.
Yeah.
I felt that in my soul when I was reading this. Like, ah, yeah, yes.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, at one point, didn't you have like 12 jobs when you were 21, Dare?
Do what?
Didn't you have like 12 jobs when you were 21?
Yeah. Because when I was 16, I had 7 jobs, which was, you know.
I mean, I would focus on yourself. Your parents, you like to think your parents want you to grow old, leave the nest, thrive, and grow and become a better person and a well-rounded individual with a career, making good life choices and being on your own and being independent. But I would, you know, set some boundaries. Compromise, come to a, this is what I'm able to give you. This is what I can budget out while working, going to school, getting my own place, you know, because they're going to have their own new set of bills.
She pays rent, right?
Probably. Or helps out here and there.
Yeah, she's not titling it as like rent, though. It's more of like her mom, at least.
Like 50 or 100 here. Yeah, and then now it's 2 to 400. And it's like, what's happening? Did the rent go up?
If she's paying rent and her mom's asking for like 100 here and there, I can see that's okay. But but she's paying bills.
We did get like a couple of comments down below. It looks like a lot of people, hang on, before I say, do we deem her the a-hole?
No.
For not wanting to help her mom?
No.
I don't think she's an asshole at all. I think she should wait till mom is at like the bare bottom low, hit the ground, like everything's falling apart, to really step in, like really step in. But I think she should go and follow her passion and her dream, but keep a close eye on mom.
I agree. Not the a-hole.
Do you, boo-boo?
Do you, boo-boo?
So, yo, boo-boo, we've got a majority of people are saying that she's not the a-hole, but we do have some interesting comments down here that provoke some thought. One commenter says, my sister wanted to move out until she realized she didn't make enough money to move out. Did you actually sit down and do the math? Can you actually afford moving out on your own? Rent, utility bills, insurance, groceries, can you afford all that on your own? I still live with my parents. We bought a bigger house recently that was only possible because we stayed together and had multiple incomes. This bigger house is amazing. And our OP actually commented on this saying, the thing is, I'm moving out just to continue my education. I asked her if she wants to move with me so we can share the expenses, but she'd rather stay where she is. She likes the place that she's at, even though it's tough on the both of us.
That's the deal breaker then.
Yep.
If you want help, you live with me.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't help you, if I stay here, you know, like that would be the deal breaker, the compromise.
Yep.
Because then you have the shared income and then you guys can get a bigger place, maybe something less expensive.
Yeah. I weirdly actually felt like this one was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Like I felt like,
I mean, so, again, families, generational trauma. Everyone comes from a different background. So there might be a couple of people that in there that are like, no, you have to take care of your parents when they're older. Yeah. And you're old. Yeah, it's like, okay.
This is real edgy.
So edgy. Who picked this one?
I feel like this one is pretty tame.
Hello, PG-13.
I'm very curious if that was just to get us like lukewarm and now we're moving into the boiling territory.
There's no particular order though, yeah?
No, I just pulled these at random because I didn't want to know what we were getting into. Right. So.
Okay, let's get into the next one.
Did anybody else have, I was saying, anyone else have any thoughts on that last one?
No.
Or can I move on?
I'm ready. The water's warm.
Oh, wait. Do you want to read one?
Sure.
I've got this one all keyed up for you.
Blind reading.
Good luck. Reading is hard.
I liked reading out loud in class.
Now I get to get comfy and I don't have to stress.
Am I the a-hole for not paying for my sister's second round of food at a restaurant? I, female, 23, took my younger sister out for dinner for Thanksgiving because our family is kind of torn up and everybody hates each other.
Relatable.
Oh, man.
Same.
Samesies. I agreed to take her to a nice restaurant in Toronto, and I said I would pay for everything. She asked me if she could bring her boyfriend. I said, that's fine as long as he pays for his own, because I didn't have enough money to pay for him as well. When we got to the restaurant, we all ordered steak and fries with salad. We all finished these plates. At the end of my sister finishing hers, she tries to order more food. I kind of got a little bit upset with her, and I told her that if she was going to order more food than one full meal, then she would have to pay for it, or her boyfriend would have to pay for it for her. She got upset with me and started telling me that I invited her out, so I should be willing to pay. It's my responsibility as the older sibling to make sure that she's having fun. I'm sorry. To make sure she's having fun. Ooh. I didn't want to start an argument in the middle of the restaurant, so I kind of just quieted down for a bit, and then I went to the bathroom. I hope she didn't come back. No. on my way back from the bathroom, I passed by the bar with the cash register, and I paid for my meal and my sister's one meal. And then I went back to the table to grab my things, and without saying anything else, I walked out of the restaurant, leaving her there with her boyfriend. When I got home, she texted me and told me that I was immature and how dare I leave her there, that it embarrassed her and her boyfriend. I don't want to talk to her, so I've been ignoring her text messages because it makes me feel so angry that she expected me to pay for everything, especially after she tried to weasel in a free meal for her boyfriend, who has the capability of paying for himself. Am I the a-hole?
Oh, I love this one. This one's great. All right, Dare,
tell me your thoughts.
Okay. I understand where I'm going to juxtaposition devil's advocate here for 5 seconds. I understand when someone invites you out to go somewhere, you kind of get this idea of like, well, they invited me, so they should pay. But I feel like it depends on the window of circumstance. If it's your birthday and you invite me to come to your birthday, I don't expect you to pay for my meal. That's crazy to me. But in this scenario, I completely think OP is not the a-hole, because just because you invited somebody out to come sit down and have a meal with you doesn't mean you cover their expenses. Mm-hmm. So was it, clear this up for me, was it OP, OP's sister, and then sister's boyfriend, mm-hmm. right? So yep. It was just those three.
And she told her she was taking her out and she'd pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was the word she said. I would pay for everything.
Okay, yeah.
But then she did ask in advance, she can bring her boyfriend. And mm-hmm. then OP's like, yes, but I'm not paying for your boyfriend. I'm paying for you.
Right. Yeah, I definitely don't think OP's the a-hole. I think boyfriend could have bought his own plate.
I'm sure. I mean, he could have. He might have. He's not even like so much a factor in here for me. It's just the fact that the sister wants a whole other meal.
Yeah.
Who wants a whole other second meal after steak, fries, and a salad?
I was just about to say that. I'm like, really?
Real quick. That's a lot of food. Unless you're like, I got to pack this in a camel. I got to store this for tomorrow because I'm broke and I'm poor and I can't eat.
I mean, is this the Midwest? What's going on here?
Yeah. I also feel like there's a also decorum. What is it, like table manners? When like
etiquette, decorum.
Yeah, like when you go out to eat with somebody, like if the person who's paying for everybody doesn't have an alcoholic beverage, they don't buy everybody else's alcoholic beverages mm-hmm. and meals. You know what I mean? Like if I were to invite you to something, you got a drink and I just got water, you wouldn't expect me to pay for your drink and your meal. I would typically offer to pay for the alcohol if I was consuming it under the pretense that you were only buying my meal. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like you said earlier, it's definitely circumstantial. Like you invite mm-hmm. friends out for your birthday or whatever the case is. And generally, they're all going to go in on their own by your birthday dinner.
Yeah.
But
you
want to spend that time with them. You chose them to celebrate your birthday with.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're inviting people out and you're like, I'm paying for all the food, but you guys have to buy your alcoholic beverages.
Right, right.
Same difference if you go to a wedding that has a bar that's a cash bar. You're paying for all the food for the wedding. Your guests pay cash for their cocktails.
Right.
Because you don't want to pay for their cocktails because people like to drink at weddings and it's expensive.
Yeah. But in this case, like a whole second plate is ridiculous. She obviously was like buying it for the – or trying to get it for the boyfriend.
Oh,
or to take it to go.
I was going
to
say she's probably going to take it to go.
Just be like, thanks, sis.
That's just taking advantage of kindness and the fact that like she's paying for your meal and wanted that time for you to go out and do something nice because the family – everybody hates each other, she said. And she wanted to do something nice for you. You're now taking advantage of a situation that could have been a nice intimate dinner with you guys. Solidarity. Our family sucks. We're doing this together. I let you bring your boyfriend. I think that's cool. But then you're going above. You know, you're overstaying your welcome. Your generosity welcome.
But how do we feel about her dipping though?
Oh, I love it.
You love it? Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been worse. She could have just left.
Yeah.
But she stopped by. She paid for, you know, she slipped in and she's like, I'm paying for this meal and this meal. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm doing. And then mm-hmm. went back to the table and that's it. I thought that was appropriate.
But did she go back to the table? I thought she left. Oh, okay. So she touched base.
And then
base.
Went back to the table to grab her things. Oh, she didn't say anything. She just grabbed her stuff and then she walked out of the restaurant, leaving her, you know, with her boyfriend.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. I feel like I would have touched by the table and just said like, hey, I'm headed out. Yeah. It's all taken care of except for your second plate. Have a good night.
Nope. I would.
No,
I like,
you wouldn't.
I like the way she took. Okay, care of it.
I'm sure the sister stressed for a second that she was just leaving her with a full bill.
Yeah, I mean that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got some people commenting. Ooh. A lot of people just think that she's trying to get, you know, free food on her dime. You invited her out for food, not to get a late night munchies. That's a good thing. A lot of people think she's not the asshole. Inviting someone out and offering to pay for a meal does not mean she can get multiple meals. Mm-hmm. if she was that hungry, maybe she should have suggested a buffet instead.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Soup kitchen.
And then, not the asshole, I can't imagine what your sister was thinking. is she always this entitled? And there is a little bit, like an update, but someone did respond to that. She's kind of always been like this. Growing up, my sister always wanted everything. And if you didn't give it to her, she often resorted to foul language and throwing a tantrum even when she became a teenager.
Wow.
She's also like 34 now. Even now, sometimes when I call her on the phone, she'll be out eating something, and then 10 minutes later, she'll ask her boyfriend to order her food online. Yeah, everyone thinks that she's not the a-hole. And everyone loved how she handled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
She has a history of being an entitled brat. It's her food is not your responsibility, someone said. Yeah, it's all not the a-holes. And then that's it. There's no other another comments. No other updates.
I agree with the universal not the a-hole. I do think when she wanted the second plate, she did verbally tell her, like, you're paying for your second plate, right?
Yeah. Biggest thing that she did say in here when OP told her sister, hey, you can bring your boyfriend, but I only have enough money for the two of us.
Got it.
That does not mean, like, if she had enough money for him, she could pay. She wouldn't have said that.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I have enough money for the two of us to eat four meals each either. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if she did have money for that third meal, technically, she would have been like, yeah, I'll pay for your boyfriend because that's the only amount of money that I actually have. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you okay. do the math.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously not the a-hole. But I was just curious if, like, trying to remember if she said before they went out to eat that mm-hmm. she kind of, like, set the boundary.
She did.
And she did. And she tried to break it. So I guess she did deserve the cold shoulder on the way out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She sounds like a pain in the butt, like, through childhood. So that's probably, like, her last straw. I was like, that's it. That's the last straw.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are we on ready for the next one?
Yeah.
We all think she's not the a-hole, so that's... Do you want me to read the next one, or do you want to read the next one?
Ooh, I think we only have time for, like, one more then.
Okay.
Ooh, do I want you to read it then?
Okay.
Might be easier. Wait, let me give you the options. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love this.
Okay, so let me get rid of... All right.
Okay, summarize each.
We've got time for one more. We will take this over to Patreon if you are, like, hooked on these. We'll do a Patreon episode. If you're on the $5 tier, go check it out. But for our last one here, we have a couple of options. Ooh, okay, let me try to weed out, like, one or two.
I know, speed up the music. Cute thinking music processing.
I'm trying to find, like, really contradictory ones.
Okay,
so I've got three to choose between, and we'll do the remaining two on the Patreon. So if you're upset that we don't read one of them, go to Patreon. It's $5. Help us out. Help us keep the lights on.
Yes, please.
Okay, so our option one is, am I the a-hole for calling out my boyfriend's family for changing the sleeping arrangement rules to favor his brother and sister-in-law? That's one. Two, am I the a-hole for telling my mom it wasn't cute or funny to dress me as a hot dog instead of a princess? Like, what? Or three, am I the a-hole for calling out my boyfriend's family for changing the sleeping arrangement? Wait, whoa, we've got the same one twice.
Oh,
two of the same submissions. Okay, so it's between those two. Am I the a-hole for calling out my brother's family for changing the sleeping arrangements, or for telling my mom it wasn't cute or funny to dress me as a hot dog?
Sleeping arrangements.
Yeah, hot dog for Patreon.
Hot dog.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the sleeping arrangements.
Do you?
But I'm curious about the hot dog.
Read the sleeping arrangement one?
Sure.
It's a lot. It's a long
one. Just, I have to go back to, like, standing up in front of the class because I chose to sit in front.
It's so hard to read them. I get stressed.
I feel you on that.
That's good practice. Okay.
Let me get cozy again.
Am I the a-hole for calling out my boyfriend's family for changing the sleeping arrangement rules to favor his brother and sister-in-law? I, 24, female, and my boyfriend, Nathan, 26, male, have been together for 6 years. That is a long time.
That is a long time.
For your early 20s, yeah.
Okay, write that down, 6 years. Take notes.
It's a benchmark. This year, we traveled to his parents' house for Thanksgiving. Oh, perfect, appropriate time. Well, since that's past now.
That would be, yeah.
We are the holidays, so this is probably going to come up a lot. For context, Nathan is one of our brothers. Alex, single. Jack, married to Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Nathan, me. And Luke, married to Millie with a nearly two-year-old. Everyone lives out of state except Luke and Millie. Nathan and I have the longest drive at 9 hours. Here's the issue. Nathan's parents, Mary and John, have only two guest bedrooms.
Oh.
Three couples tend to visit at a time, meaning someone has to sleep on an air mattress in between the rooms. The first year I visited, I was told they'd rotate who gets the air mattress to keep it fair. But after 3 years on it, we were told it was now first come, first serve.
Whoa.
Nathan's job doesn't allow much holiday time, so we're almost always last to arrive and stuck on the air mattress. While annoying, we understood it seemed logical. Does it? This year was different. Nathan and I got Monday through Thursday off, and I would arrive first. I, being Nathan, talked to Mary about how, or not, is he Nathan? Oh, I'm so confused. There's so many names.
I think
Nathan. That's him. Blah, 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 blah. Where did I go? Okay. This year was different. Nathan and I got Monday through Thursday off, and I would arrive. I talked to Mary about how we were to finally get a bedroom, and she laughed, saying, yep, first come, first serve. Millie, who I've grown close to, knew we were thrilled about the prospect of getting a bed this year. She even decided to come early, too, so we could hang out. And we planned I'd take the twin room and she'd take the queen. Here's where it gets frustrating. The day we left, I texted Mary our ETA. A few hours later, Millie texted me saying Luke had spoken with Mary, who mentioned Jack and Jill would get the queen room and Luke and Millie the twin room, leaving Nathan and me on the air mattress again. Luke called Mary out, reminding her of the first come, first serve rule, but she suddenly claimed she never said that and justified her decision because Jack and Jill would be staying an extra day. For context, Jack and Jill were arriving a day later than us, so this reasoning felt like an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
When we arrived, Nathan brought up the rule again, but Mary got defensive, claimed she didn't remember ever saying it, and refused to budge. I said several sarcastic comments as I felt this was really unfair. I pointed out rules are rules until they didn't serve Jill, and that we always do it a certain way until that means Jill has to take the air mattress and she could come up with any justification, but that doesn't make it fair. I even pointed out it's silly for us to now have to board our dogs and drive 8 hours before anyone else got here just to change the rules now. Hmm. She had plenty of time to bring this up with our many conversations leading up to this. She became increasingly sassy about the situation, leaving us feeling defeated and, frankly, a little targeted. Am I the a-hole for speaking up over thinking Mary unfairly changed the rules to suit Jack and Jill and that we're always stuck with the short end of the stick?
This is why I hate family.
But I'm kind of confused because they were on a rotating basis.
Yeah.
And then they switched, supposedly, to first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. Since first come, first serve wasn't even a thing, and they've had the air mattress for 3 years. What about the rotation? Isn't time for them to go into the next look? Jack and Jill, you got to suck it up and just go sleep at a hotel.
Yeah, go up the hill.
Yeah.
Fetch a pail of water, right?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's the a-hole for, like, I know.
I think the, who is it that's picking Millie? Is the
I think it's Mary.
Mary. Yeah. Okay, I feel like Mary's kind of being the a-hole here because.
Or a pushover if Jack and Jill's bullying or pressuring
that, yeah, like, depending.
Like, I want to know, Jack and Jill, what's your situation? You got dirt on Mary, what's happening?
I feel like, because who's, is it like the fam, the mom and the dad are
Mary and John are Nathan's parents?
Yeah, so why are they making it so obvious they have a favorite child? What's that about? Why are you making it so obvious? Isn't that like toxicity at its core? Is like you're being so obvious about your favoritism about your kids?
It's so obvious. Like, I don't get it.
What's your problem?
Like, yeah. And also, if they're coming in a day later, just give them the queen for like the one night.
Yeah.
You know, at least that. Yeah. And if they're staying a day later, that doesn't mean they get that room for the whole week. They could sleep on an air mattress for a week.
This is why you look for a hotel somewhere close by and you stay there.
Or a little
there.
Motel. That's what I was thinking, except for if like financially they can't afford it. That's the only thing is that I imagine it's got to be, they're doing this because they don't have the extra funds is what I would imagine. Yeah.
Right, right.
It's but just that was my first initial thought though, Cosmo, is I was like, just get a hotel room nearby.
Doesn't or have motel. To be- motel 6.
Yeah.
A dog friendly so you can bring your doggos too. Oh. Having to borrow the dogs, that sucks because that's not cheap.
No.
I think what they should do though in regards to the situation, like if I was in this, I think the best thing to do would be to either talk to Jack and Jill and just have like not confrontation, but just be like, hey, we have noticed that we have always had the air mattress. And now the new rule is first come, first serve. There is supposedly a rotating thing. We didn't get rotated. We always got the air mattress. Do you mind taking your turn? You've never had the air mattress.
Yep.
Time's up, bud. Get on the flow. Blow up that air mattress. You know, like I feel like at some point you have to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, that's probably why this situation keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, people keep, everyone comments suggest or say that they're not the a-hole. Someone suggested move your things into the twin room. Let mom explain it when Jack arrives.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Get him.
Not the a-hole, honestly. I'd just leave it. I'd just leave if it were me. Every time you guys dance their dance, they think it's okay. I'd go home and to my nice bed, get the dogs, order a half-baked pizza tomorrow, cook it up on Thursday.
Yes. I was thinking that too. Just don't
get a
go.
Hotel, problem solved.
Or the next couple of years, just do like video chat. It's like, sorry, we can't make it this year and the next year and the next year after that.
Someone's like, why get a hotel when you go get your dogs out of boarding and sleep in your own bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel like though, if you're the one who's always getting the air mattress, I don't think you should have to pay for the hotel room.
No.
Like, that's pretty...
Someone did make a good point here. Or they're confused. I'm confused by this, but Luke and Millie should always get a room with their child. Like, yes, because one of them has a kid. Alex, who's single, can sleep on a couch or wherever. The other bedroom should switch off every year between the two couples. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because
there's two couples that don't have kids or, but yeah, one of them has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not the a-hole. Stop playing their game. Stop going or get a hotel.
Feels like a big family in a big house. I'm just like, this is too crazy and cramped for me. I'll probably just bring a tent.
Yeah.
Backyard.
I'm going to go camp.
Someone said, you're not the a-hole. And frankly, your boyfriend needs to step up and handle his family. Ooh. That's another thing is when like the boyfriend or the significant other and it's their folks. Yeah. And you're just like,
I forgot that it's okay. Yeah. Good point. Good point.
That was a long one. Yeah. He
needs a backbone to check his mom.
It was a long one, but with a lot of names.
Yeah. I feel like the names get very confusing. Yeah.
I mean, I think I got it all now.
Yeah. But yeah. Now I've got the grid. Oop. Because like you've got Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who always get a room no matter what. Then you've got, the couple with the kid. What were their names?
It's Luke and Millie. And then it's Nathan and the girlfriend who's talking.
Nathan.
Luke and Millie have a child. And then there's another one that doesn't have, I think it's just a single person.
So it's our main one with the dogs.
Alex is single.
It's our main one with the dogs. And then there's the other two jerks, Jack and Jill. And
yeah, we hate Jack and Jill.
Then Nathan and the woman.
And the partridge in
the
pear
24
tree.
Female.
Yeah, right.
And the partridge in a pear tree. Yeah. Some people think this is someone's like,
what did they say? Hallmark movie?
It's like the Brady Bunch. Yeah.
On the CW.
Yeah, never say their place again.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been the victim.
Everyone sucks here.
Yeah, I've been the victim of not being the favorite, and I've had to deal with some situations where, like, I slept on an air mattress for a while when I was a child because, like, my room wasn't finished being made in the house that we lived in.
Yeah.
It's very complicated. So I relate to, like, you know, toughing it out and just trying to make it work. But also at some point, you now know the favoritism is real. Yeah. Like, every time, and all of a sudden they forget their own rule. That's what I feel like my parents say when I hold them accountable to something that they messed up on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be like, do you remember when I was a kid and this happened? And they're like, I don't remember that. I'm like, sure you don't, because I had to do it, you know, because I had to deal with the trauma. Yeah. But I think you need to talk to Nathan and have a good conversation with him, being like, hey, You realize this isn't fair. I realize this isn't fair. Why don't you try talking to your mom or whoever the homeowner is? Talk to them again.
The one who wears the pants.
They claim that they don't know, but just be like, hey, look, even if you realize that that rule is not a thing anymore, you are aware that we've slept on the floor each time. Can we at least have it this trip? We got off early. We made accommodations. Do us a favor.
They do this every year?
This is every
year.
Sounds
like it. Every year. Because they. Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think they drive the longest too, 9 hours.
Nine hours. You don't want to sleep on an air mattress.
I would skip a couple years. You know? I'm sorry.
Or every other year, just rotate things around. Or like they host and everyone goes to them.
Just like, hey, the 1 year that we come, we need the bed.
There's no updates and like scroll and trying to find them saying anything. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Some people are like, stop going. Why are you even going?
Well, because some people really cherish family, unlike me.
Okay, this is the last comment I'll say. Tell her to go F herself and leave. That's it. That's the only sentence. I didn't even put proper punctuation. Jeez, there's no period on that.
Wow. Reddit, like, I love reading the MID holes, but sometimes y'all are so savage out there. You're just like, screw them all. It's like, okay, light it on fire. Light the house on fire. That was it. It's like, whoa, de-escalate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't know, Chrissy, what would you do? You haven't really given a...
I know I haven't.
What's your two cents on it? Like, if you were in this situation, what would you do?
I'd have one last final conversation. I'd remind them what was told, and I would bring up the fact that if we are still rotating, then let's go back to the rotation, and now it's our turn to get at least a twin. If not, I've slept with a significant other on a twin bed before. Mm-hmm. It is possible.
It's not great.
But then you have a reasonable conversation and you come to a compromise and you're like, hey, we'd love to come back. We'd love to spend time with you. We want to be here with you guys. But driving the 9 hours, boarding our dogs, paying for that, and having to just sleep on an air mattress the last 3 years does not make sense. And despite fairness, it's just almost rude at this point. Mm-hmm. It's insulting. And it's starting to cause some ripples. So I think we're going to skip this year, or, you know, we'll skip next year if this continues. Mm-hmm. We don't have to come out here. You can come to us, or we'll come every other year, but we'd love to compromise otherwise. And we don't understand why Jack and Jill is your favorite. It'd be like, yeah, you just have to state the problem, the issue, but always remind them, always start with the, we want to be out here. We want to see you. We want to come. We enjoy this every year.
Start with the positives.
Always start with the positives.
Also, you should get in writing the rules so that way Chrissy could go, per my last email.
Per my last email.
Per your last text message, you said.
Yes.
Get it in writing.
Clarification. Sign agreements, contracts.
A contract for a bed.
Notary. Seriously. Notarize it. Stamp it. Send it off. Like, yes.
I would be like, I love you guys. It's been great. It's been fun. But until you guys look in the dictionary what rotation means, I'm not coming back. Sorry.
Yeah. That part still has me really confused. Like, why does it say like there was a rotation, but they always got the air mattress? That's not a rotation.
Nope.
It still sounded like they were secret. Covertly doing the first come first serve because they always arrived late.
Yeah, of course, I think so.
And that's what happened. And then that's where somewhere in lost in translation that, oh, it's first come first serve, someone might have just planted that seed and was like, oh, you guys said this, right? This is a new rule.
Take Jack and Jill's bed.
Jack and Jill,
take it.
Suck it. Okay.
Jack and Jill can pitch a tent up the hill.
Yeah, they
Jack
can.
And Jill can pay for the motel for Nathan and his girlfriend.
Never happen. But in a perfect world, yes.
Just, you know.
And for your chiropractor bills.
Oh, my gosh. And my therapy.
I mean, it's just simple enough to do. Like, my partner was this. I was like, let's look for a hotel or something like that nearby. So, like, crashing at the place. And I'm like, smart.
Yeah.
But.
Well, if they can afford it, they can afford it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I was surprised that they're like, they have two guest bedrooms. That's nice.
That is nice.
Not everyone, especially in Los Angeles, has one guest bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, here's my couch. Here's my pullout in my living room, my couch. So it's like, that's nice to have two guest bedrooms and then a random hallway or space in between where you can throw an air mattress.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that, a loft too? Okay. You have three rooms.
They must not be from California.
Nope.
Well, on that note, thank you all so much for sending in some Am I the A-holes. We will keep reading some of these because we've got so many submissions, but we're going to read the hot dog one over on Patreon. So come join us there. Sign up. It's in the description down below. The lowest tier is $5. Also, if you don't have the expenses to join us this holiday season, we totally understand, but we would love for you to join us for free, as we did drop a Halloween episode for free over there. And we'll have some extra goodies coming up. So be sure to join. follow for free. We would greatly appreciate it. Yeah. And we hope you all stay DeLulu. And just remember that it is always the Salulu. Thanks again, Chrissy, for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Cosmo,
for being awesome.
No problem.
And we'll see you on Patreon. Bye.